This is Akashvani, the news read by Nipunika Shahid. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites will be performed tomorrow. His final journey will commence from Congress headquarters in New Delhi to the cremation ground at Nigambodh Ghat at 9:30 a.m. Dr. Manmohan Singh will be accorded state funeral at 11:45 a.m. In the morning, his mortal remains will be taken to the Congress office from his residence, and the public and party workers will have opportunity to offer their tributes. Congress Working Committee, CWC, today adopted a condolence resolution at the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh. Party has mourned the loss of Dr. Singh, saying his life and work profoundly shaped destiny of India. The resolution expressed commitment to uphold the former Prime Minister's values towards building more prosperous, united India, just as he envisioned. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders across party line today paid their last tributes to the late former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh at his residence in New Delhi. Later in a video message, Mr. Modi said the nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Prime Minister said his life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that an era of economic reforms has ended with the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh. Congress leader Mohsina Kidwai also expressed grief over the demise of Dr. Manmohan Singh. She said, "It is a deep sorrow to hear about the demise of Dr. Manmohan Singh." Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh also expressed his condolences on the passing away of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Union Cabinet today expressed condolences over the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, saying that in his passing away, the nation has lost an eminent statesman, renowned economist and a distinguished leader. It also passed a condolence resolution in the memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh and paid homage by observing a two-minute silence. The resolution said that Dr. Manmohan Singh has left his imprint on national life. It added that Dr. Manmohan Singh served as India's finance minister between 1991 to 1996, and his role in ushering in a comprehensive policy of economic reforms is well recognized. The resolution also highlighted his academic as well as career in government and public life. The monthly per capita expenditure has increased by 9% in rural areas and around 8% in urban areas in 2023-24 from the level of 2022-23. According to the Household Consumption Expenditure Survey 2023-24, released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the average MPCE in rural India has been estimated to be 4,122 rupees. The average MPCE in urban India has been estimated to be 6,996 rupees. Light to moderate rainfall lashed the various parts of the national capital and its adjoining areas, leading to a drop in the temperature. Due to this, the cold conditions in the region have further intensified. IMD has forecast thunderstorm accompanied with hailstorms over Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. Rainfall is also expected over Delhi, Southeast Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan tomorrow. IMD has forecast similar conditions over Vidarbha, Maharashtra, Marathwada and Gujarat tomorrow. It has also predicted dense fog conditions are likely to prevail during late night and early morning hours over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Jharkhand for the next 2 to 3 days. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with U.S. Secretary Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the meeting reviewed the advancement of India and USA partnership over the last 4 years. He expressed confidence that India-U.S. relationship will serve our mutual interests as well as global good. In the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, Indian batting once again collapsed before Australian bowling. At stumps on day two of the second day, the visitors were struggling at 164 for 5 in their first innings at Melbourne. And that is the end of this news bulletin.